This is the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, also promoted in more than 200 countries and territories on Global Edge, the number one Google-ranked site for international business resources. Global Edge Business Beat is hosted by Thomas Holt.
Hello, everyone. I am Thomas Holt, and today we have with us a repeat guest, a fantastic resource for us. Mohammed Abdelkader is Executive Director of the Stevens Initiative at the Aspen Institute, and previously, he, of course, served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of International and Foreign Language Education in the U.S. Department of Education. Welcome back to the show, Mohammed.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Tomas. It's always good to be with you and the Michigan Business Network.
I appreciate the opportunity because your background and stories and really the value you provide in whatever initiatives you take on seem to be fantastic for pretty much educating people that need to be educated on global things. And let's talk about the Aspen Institute and the Stevens Initiative. Perhaps first tell us a little bit about what is the Aspen Institute?
So the Aspen Institute is a nonpartisan forum that is based in Washington, D.C. So it's a nonpartisan forum for values-based leadership and exchange of ideas. So we bring folks together. We convene folks, so whether it's here in Washington, D.C. We have an office in New York. We have a campus in Colorado in Aspen and a campus in Maryland as well near the Chesapeake Bay, where we tackle things like education and sort of dialogue around critical issues, security, healthcare, world affairs, so on and so forth. And again, really to try to bring folks together to be able to find sort of the common, sort of common things that they have and are able to find solutions for our most pressing challenges.
Who are the typical people you bring together?
Well, everything. We've got programs that focus on youth. We have some programs that are focused on education leaders, programs that are focused on leaders in the security world, leaders from the business community. We have programs that are open for the public. So, we tend to see that everyone will face some sort of challenge and everyone has a role to play in tackling those challenges. And regardless of what sector you're in or, what type of work you may do, each and every one of us is a citizen and we've got something to contribute. And we sort of want to bring folks together to be able to think about the issues that matter in our life and in our communities and in our country as a whole to try to tackle them. So it's a pretty cool place to be.
So is it like nonprofit people with corporate people with government people?
A little bit of everything.
Academics
engaged with all of the above.
That's fantastic. Well, at the Aspen Institute, you're now leading the Stevens Initiative. What does the Stevens Initiative focus on?
So the Stevens Initiative is an international effort. It's essentially a public-private partnership to build global competence for young people in the United States. And currently, we focus on the U.S. and Middle East and North Africa region by really growing and enhancing the field of virtual exchange. And for those who don't know, virtual exchange is really online international collaborative learning. So it's not really just like a pen pal program that you would do on the internet. It's really young people in the United States and young people in the Middle East and North Africa connecting virtually, connecting online, and working through a curriculum together. So it's really exciting. The teachers that are involved in this program will come together and construct a particular program of study, a curriculum for the students. And the students will run through it together and learn together. So our motto is learn together today, lead together tomorrow, sort of with this notion that the young people will discuss sort of the issues that they have in common and discuss and understand, things that may be different in their respective communities and be able to work through sort of their academic programs together. In some cases, the students are discussing things like hunger, both in a global and in a local context. In some cases, some of the students are working together on STEM-related projects. So we have a group of students in both Casablanca and in Chicago who are working together to develop an online exhibit of a dinosaur fossil. But we have other students who are tackling things like domestic violence and developing, an app to tackle domestic violence. Other students are talking about culture and they're learning about one another's culture. So, our current set of awardees really span a pretty expansive breadth of topics, but what we're seeing is really interesting movement in terms of the students' development of empathy and learning about one another, which I think is pretty important in addition to the skills that they are going to be able to apply into the workforce. So skills like being able to communicate with people who may not speak the same language as them, people who come from different backgrounds, the ability to manage a project, perhaps. We're seeing students who are working on, sort of a lot of project-based learning. So it's a pretty exciting thing for us to see the development not only of the cultural and the global competencies, but in addition to that, skills that I would say are very relevant for the 21st century workforce.
That's exactly the question I was going to go to next, actually. You seem to have the pulse on a very diverse set of students and diverse set of topics covered. If you summarize that skill set a little bit that's needed, if you had to summarize it in short order, what kind of skills do young people need to be competitive in the global landscape?
Well, look, I think if you just sort of look around the world and see some of the broader trends, you know, we certainly need young people who can work in diverse communities, not only here in the United States, where our communities look a lot more different than they used to look. You know, any community in the United States, you may have multiple languages spoken and people who celebrate different holidays and from different backgrounds. So students need to be able to navigate and understand that level of diversity in our communities, both sort of locally and globally. Language skills are certainly helpful, but also, you know, and on one hand, I would say the development of empathy is very important in those cross-cultural skills, but also being able to navigate ambiguity. We live in a world where there's constant change and constant connectivity, so students need to have the flexibility and the understanding to be able to contextualize some of the things that they see around the world, to be able to put various world events in context, and also sort of understand that ambiguity and have the tools to deal with it. I would also say, you know, language skills are critical. I mean, you know, STEM skills are certainly important, but I would also say the ability to apply STEM skills in a global context. I mean, you know, we're in an age where we're dealing with certainly technological change, we're dealing with environmental issues around the world, and, you know, it's certainly not enough to just have, you know, a science background. Those have to be contextualized in global understanding to be able to go forth and solve those skills. I often say it's not enough for a, you know, for a young person to graduate college with a degree in just in engineering or finance. You may go work for a multinational company and be tasked with building a bridge overseas or on a construction project, but there are certainly going to be implications there if you don't understand the cultural context in which you operate in. I mean, there's a bottom line for that, and I think companies more and more want people who are versatile enough to operate in this environment, both here in the United States and abroad. I mean, if you think of a company, companies like Facebook or Google, yes, they may be based in California, but, you know, their product is truly, truly a global product used by people around the world. And it's certainly not enough for you to just have coding skills. You know, a lot of the users, most of the users, actually, I think over 80% of Facebook's users are outside of the U.S. and Canada. So for folks who see potentially a career in the technology sector, you have to think about where the users are and how to communicate with those users, how to develop a product that is going to be more effective for users around the world, not just in the English-speaking world. So those cultural and global competency skills are very, very important and have to be coupled with other discipline-specific knowledge, such as, you know, if it's the sort of finance and quantitative skills or more technical skills, like the STEM skills that we've been talking about quite a bit publicly lately.
That's a lengthy and very comprehensive good answer. I'm Thomas Holt, of course. You're listening to the Global Edge Business Beat. Mohammed Abdelkader, Executive Director of the Stevens Initiative at the Aspen Institute, was our guest, covering largely the 196 countries and 61 territories we have out there in the globe. Thanks, everyone.